It's time for Prospector's Briefs. Prospector's News Briefs. Thank God. On Rock 107.
Tom Brady said he added several pounds of muscle mass during the offseason. Hey, it's good to see that Brady can inflate something. Facebook is changing the name of Instagram so that it can be branded more accurately. So enjoy posting your photos to Time Suck. Lamar Odom is dating a personal trainer, which makes perfect sense because when I think Lamar Odom, the first words that come to mind are healthy living.
We said it would be brief, just like Prospector's tenure in college. Tune in, same time tomorrow.
Northeast PA's Classic Rock is Rock 107. Good morning. I'm Prospector and struggled to get out of bed this morning. It was such a good weekend for the most part weather-wise. I was out at a little cookout, a little party on Saturday afternoon with some friends, and then out in the evening hanging out at a deck and outdoors and stuff. Just a great, great weekend. Got some bike riding in. Did the Lake Fest ride for Gary on Saturday morning. Beautiful weekend. And then I woke up this morning just wanting to not get out of bed. I guess I'm not alone.
Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. My head is really sore. At work I will be bored. My boss won't leave me alone. Wish I could stay at home. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Monday's here once more. Black coffee I will pour. I might have three or four. Rather pass a kidney stone than smell my boss's cologne. Monday's here once more.
Not tonight, I have a headache.
Crank up, Prospector, and show her what headaches are really made of. Rock 107.
Most of us do it every single day. Good morning, I'm Rock 107's Prospector. I'm talking about getting a shower or a bath. And sometimes you do your best thinking in the shower. And that's true of me. This morning I had a lot of shower thoughts. Your digestive system both starts and ends with cheeks. Monopoly got one thing right. Free parking is damn hard to get. Every light switch is also a dark switch. It's not video games. It's not. I'm Rock 107's Prospector. I've been avoiding the subject for a long time. Too long, really, because I can't believe we as a society have given up trying to solve the problem. Just this weekend, there were two mass shootings. Add to that the Garlic Festival shooting last week and a couple of other gun incidents in the news this week. And it's shocking how regular this has become and how numb we are to it. These mass murder shootings are a big problem. And it feels like we can't do anything to solve them. Now, many people will rally for gun control. Others will talk about mental health. And both are points worthy of discussion. But what about our culture? Our culture. I'm not talking about our gun-loving culture, because although we certainly have that, so too does our neighbor to the north, Canada, but they don't have these kind of mass shooting problems in Canada. I believe we have a fear problem in America. Now, before you get your chest puffed out and say, I ain't afraid of nothing, I'm talking about our culture of fear. Think about our news coverage. Watching TV news in America, you see a parade of violence, drugs, and stories about things that are going to hurt and kill you and your family, often with big, bold graphics of statistics like blah, blah has risen 1,300% in the last decade. Well, you know what? If it happened once in the last decade and 13 times now, guess what? Now, it's frightening, and it's designed to make you watch TV longer and more intently. It works, but what it also does is make us more fearful. Ask any parent, and they'll bemoan how you can't let your kids do the stuff that we did when we were kids. Things like roaming the neighborhood all day, not coming home till the streetlights came on, and all that. They're going to tell you the world has changed. But the truth is, it's actually safer than when we were kids. Most crime is down. Abductions are exceedingly rare. Kids are as safe, if not safer, than we grew up. But coverage of these sensational crimes has risen exponentially to fill the 24-hour news channels. And of course, we have cameras everywhere, so we see more of these things as they happen. And that's convinced us that the opposite is true, that we're actually not safer, but we are. And more often than not, these villains they show us, these ne'er-do-wells rammed into our collective conscious over and over and over in news and entertainment, are people of color, immigrants, foreigners. The culture of fear in TV news and entertainment and print media has created a nation of people sure that their imminent demise will come at the hands of some nefarious character, as opposed to the much more likely health-related death that probably awaits us. We are a nation of anxious, nervous squirrels on crack just wading through an imagined existence of constant bad guys and enemies that makes us more prone to violence and more prone to act out. More and more often, that violence is carried out by a guy with a semi-automatic weapon in a horrifying way. We need to address all these issues. We need to figure out that what we see on TV and what we read in the news and what we fear are intrinsically linked, and all of that. All of our culture of fear makes us more likely to go off in inexplicably terrifying ways. I don't have all the answers. In fact, I may not have a single answer. But I think it's time we have some discussions about this. It's too serious, and it's been going on too long.
What's a yambag? A fool, an idiot, a blockhead, a dunce, or an ignoramus. You know, a dullard, simpleton, or a clot, nitwit, dipstick, pea-brain, mouth breather, or cretin. It's time to decide the yambag of the day on Rock 107.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Yambag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
Nominee number one.
Is this method acting? The police in Forest Grove, Oregon just released their police blotter from a few weeks ago, and one case in particular stands out. Quote, a convenience store employee reported that a man wearing a Cookie Monster shirt came in, opened and ate half a package of cookies, then left without paying. They tweeted out a surveillance shot of the guy, and the next day he went to the police station to confess, but he said it was a, quote, misunderstanding. No words on what charges he's facing.
Nominee number two.
This woman is a bad human being. Last Tuesday night, a 59-year-old man named Robert Corby was at a 7-Eleven in Longmont, Colorado, and he had a seizure. A 30-year-old woman named Melody Mellon was at the store, and she immediately jumped into action. Oh, not to help Robert. No, she took his medical emergency as an opportunity to steal his pet dog. Now, sadly, Robert died from the seizure. The police caught up with Melody on Thursday morning thanks to a tip and found her in a stolen truck. She was arrested for stealing the dog. She also had an outstanding warrant for assaulting a police officer, one for resisting arrest, one for auto theft, and another for failure to appear on a felony drug charge. The cops also found the dog and reunited him with Robert's family.
Nominee number three.
I haven't seen a story about someone licking ice cream and putting it back on the shelves in about a week. So hopefully that whole thing is over, but now there's this, which is worse in so many ways. A woman in northwest Wisconsin named Ashley Rose bought a bottle of conditioner at Walmart the other day, Pantene Pro-V Sheer Volume. And the first time she used it, her hair started falling out in clumps. Apparently someone mixed Nair hair remover into the bottle and then put it back on the shelf. Ashley's mom posted a photo of the hair she lost in the shower. Then Ashley posted photos of the bald spots on her head. There were so many, she ended up having to shave her entire head. Now police are looking into it and trying to figure out who's responsible. If caught, they'll face charges. Ashley says she just wants to move past it, but wants people to check any new shampoos or conditioners they buy just in case, adding, quote, nothing can be trusted anymore.
And the winner,
the woman who stole a dog from a dying man at 7-Eleven. You, ma'am, are the worst of humanity. You're the yambag of the day. And we'll move on to Friday's yambag of the week competition. Tune in, two for two day. Good morning. I'm Rock 107's Prospector. And before I go, I need to make amends. I need to apologize to those that I offended this morning. Sometimes my big mouth gets me in trouble. In this day and age of instant outrage and social media organized boycotts, I cannot afford to let resentments fester. So here goes. I apologize for saying scientists in Japan want to cross a rat and a human. But does the world really need more lobbyists? I am sorry for saying Lamar Odom is dating a personal trainer, which makes perfect sense because when I think Lamar Odom, the first words that come to mind are healthy living. And finally, I apologize for saying an Oregon man stole cookies in a Cookie Monster t-shirt. Wait until he sees what happens when he wears a Bert and Ernie t-shirt in prison. I'm truly sorry for any hurt or confusion my words or actions may have caused. If you missed any of today's show, check out Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast on your mobile device. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app powered by Vape Dragons, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.